Just to touch a little bit on Jesse, and I know, historically, Jesse, at least from my perspective, kind of builds into the first couple of weeks. So I'm guessing this is sort of just very kind of typical build in for Jesse and her sensations.
It is, except I would argue that she's a considerable step ahead of where she has been in the past. I really feel like, having watched her come through this first training camp and this first race, that her fitness and technique have really taken a jump. So I think it's going to be a big year for Jessie. And one thing to remember too is she's only ever qualified twice in Ruka here. So this has been a bit of a pickle of a course for her. Once she gets into the heat, it tends to be, that's the hard part in a classic sprint, and she tends to get stronger and stronger, and we're pretty pleased with how she performed today. So I'm excited for these next couple of days, that she's feeling good and skis are working and she's got a great attitude about things.
Okay, any prognostication about the overall for her? I know it's obviously very early, and due to either health concerns in Norway, some injury stuff over in Sweden, some of the names when one would talk about the overall are kind of out for definitely at least several weeks. You going out on a limb, Matt, at all, talking about the overall this early?
We're always thinking about the overall, and not only because we would love someday to win it again, but we're just huge fans of the sport. It's such a fun thing to follow, and none of us, while it's fun to be these athletes and teams from other nations, none of us like to see anybody sidelined. And so I hope that anyone who's a contender and anyone who isn't is healthy and fit and running again as soon as possible. But this will be something we're chasing this year.